Sheriff Johnson, do we have you there, sir?
Yes, we do.
Outstanding. So let's start with this. I do want to make sure that we talk about what happened here locally, but I definitely want to get into the incident with President Trump. Your own SWAT team was deployed and had a man come out and shoot at them 9 times?
Yeah, we had 9 bullets hit our armored vehicle, the Bearcat, and they had deployed gas into the vehicle. The guy was in a car. Barricaded in a car. He was on the Marshal's most wanted list, and they cornered him there. They surrounded him, and basically he fired from the car, but there was so much gas in the car that our guys couldn't return fire on a certain target. So lucky for him, he lived, and he ended up being taken into custody without being killed.
So literally the preventative measure of trying to get him submitted using gas into the vehicle filled the car so much with smoke that you couldn't see him enough to safely take the shot to kill him as he's returning fire against you and your Bearcat. Is that right?
Apparently what he did was he just stuck the gun out the window and was shooting at the armored vehicle, which, you know, the guys in the vehicle were in. Gun just, you know, plinks off it, but it's still just, you know, the point of the thing, he almost got killed, and if it would have cleared up before he dropped that gun, he would have got dropped like third period French.
Wow. Wow. Well, he's, I guess, got to be grateful for just the circumstances. Of course, we're grateful that your officers weren't injured in the process. I think it also highlights the tremendous value for the sheriff's office to have access to vehicles like the Bearcat. I know PPD has been working with their retrofitted plumber's van for decades now, and they're working on getting the Bearcat in. But man, that is a valuable resource for you to have, right?
Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, yesterday it paid off. So that's the main thing. Everybody says, well, it's so expensive. Well, yeah, but, you know, we didn't lose a deputy. And that's the main thing. I don't care how much it costs to save their lives. We're going to pay it.
No, and that's really good news. And is there, I always try to remind people that the job of the SWAT team is to save lives. Obviously, under those circumstances, there would have been no choice but to kill him if he's actively trying to kill your guys. But lucky for everybody, it worked out a different way, right?
Well, lucky for him, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I did want to turn to the incident with the president. I don't know if you had a chance to hear us talking with Sheriff Simmons just a moment ago, but he had what I thought were very candid words about what he called a monster or catastrophic failure by the Secret Service based on all of his experience with protective details. What was your observations as, you've seen this and you've had the chance to think about it?
Yeah. And, you know, I was on President Reagan's protection detail from 82 to 86 up in D.C., and I can tell you right now, that was the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. And the fact that he could, number one, get up there without being seen by the counter-sniper team, number one, not being seen, but to get 6 or 7 shots off before they drop him, that was an incredible, incredible failure. And they really need to start culling the herd, because those guys that were up on that roof, and they can say whatever they want to say, 8 shots, I think it was, this guy got off before they killed him. That's totally unacceptable. He never should have got 1 shot off, much less 8. So I don't know what sniper training they're having with the Secret Service now, but it ain't working.
You know, I had totally forgotten that you worked on Reagan's detail. So same assessment, even stronger. This was an across-the-board catastrophic failure.
Yeah, and they need to, I forgot her name, but whoever's running Secret Service, she needs to be fired immediately. And it needs to be restructured or whatever, because if this can happen, and the guy, it would be different. If it was a 50 cal and the guy was 2,000 yards out, okay, yeah, sometimes, you know, you miss something. We're talking 150 yards away. And they've got an elevated position looking at this guy. Get the roof. They don't see him. He shoots 8 times, and then they finally. Yeah, that's like Keystone Cop stuff. That's just horrible.
You know, one of the questions that this. I mean, all the questions. Like, you know, I've heard from so many different sources, and I'm sure you say the same thing. The building is always supposed to be secure. There's nobody in the building, let alone on the roof. Secret Service is well aware of all the possible threats. They work this out in advance, and as you say, even if everything else fails and he gets on the roof with a gun pointed at the former president, one shot, he should be done, because they should have taken him to get off three and then at least three more, as you say, maybe seven or eight. It across the board failure. So are you concerned that this Secret Service is not capable of protecting the sitting president, let alone a former president?
Yeah, if this is an example of what they call a counter-sniper team and their security, if I was Donald Trump with my billions of dollars, I'd be hiring some former Delta guys or some former SEALs or something, because he's not being protected right now. I mean, that was just... And as soon as I saw it, I was thinking, okay, this guy is like a couple of, 500 yards off is what I'm thinking. And then they start putting up where the visual of where he was at, and I'm like, there is absolutely no way. Absolutely no way that should have ever occurred.
So the sort of the next follow-on question that I have for you, actually, you know what, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. I'm always cautious because I don't know. And when I get you and Sheriff Simmons on, and you are both so adamant about this, I mean, I feel that, a completely different way now about this. The broadcast, we're in Milwaukee, is brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. And we are in Milwaukee broadcasting from the hotel room. We're waiting to get back into the convention later on, getting into the convention later today. Talking to Sheriff Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, who served on Reagan's protective detail back in the 80s, so is well familiar with what gets done with the Secret Service. Sheriff, the question I hate to ask, because I hate to even raise this question, but I asked Sheriff Simmons the same thing. Okay, so the failure is so bad across the board that a reasonable person starts to ask, well, was it a failure, or did some local cop let somebody in, or is it possible that members of the Secret Service were complicit in some? I mean, I hate to even think these things out loud, let alone say them on the radio, but at a certain point, when the good explanations are gone, the only ones left are terrible ones, right?
Yeah. No, and unfortunately, the DOJ is going to investigate this, and I don't know that we'll get any real answers. I mean, that would be if one of the counter-sniper guys was complicit and said, hey, let him get a couple of shots. I mean, he's not going to admit that under an interview. So DOJ will interview him and say, no, he just messed up, and, hopefully it won't happen again. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to come out of this entire investigation. But according to witnesses, I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were talking to some guy who said he was screaming. There's a guy on the roof with a gun, and he said local cops went down there and basically just blew him off at, like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the shots started – kicking off. So I think it's failure by Secret Service, number one, which is, it's their responsibility, even though they're trying to blame the local cops as of this point. It's their responsibility, but it's a failure on multiple levels. So the local cops also apparently were warned and didn't take action as well. But it all falls right into the lap of Secret Service. They can point fingers if they want to, but it's their failure. They're charged with protecting President Trump. Nobody else is. And so it's all on the Secret Service.
If this had happened when you were on detail with Reagan, what would have happened?
Oh, there would have been a lot of people get fired. Guaranteed. A ton of people getting fired. The thing I remember, and this was back in the early 80s, I got there right after he had been shot. And he came back to work, and I got there about 6 months later after that. And I'll tell you right now, the security was so tight. When he would go out to different places, they would seal manhole covers. They would weld them shut. They would check every single building, no matter how big it was, every single floor, every single room, hundreds and hundreds of people if they had to. And, here, fast forward to, the 21st century, and you've got this, I don't know how else to say it, coat rope of a show where they don't even check a building that's 150 yards away and don't even have that place secured and let a guy get up with an AR and almost kill the former president. So I don't even know what to say after that. It's just so aggravating.
Wow. It's scary. To think about that level of either failure or you know, one of the things I said right before the end of the hour was, I said, I don't know what's more frightening, to think about this as a failure or to think about this as somebody did something, because they're both bad. I mean, if the Secret Service can't protect, that's bad. Yeah. If the Secret Service chooses not to, that's bad too.
That's worse. Yeah. But did you see the interview with the head of Secret Service when she said she wants to hire 30% female, the hiring process, 30% females? Now, do you want DEI coming into your protection detail? Do you want that to be one of the things you're considering? Because if you look at people who pay for protection, all the movie stars and stuff, you don't see any women. And I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying they pay for people to protect them. And they have big guys around them that know how to handle weapons and can, you know, do what they need to do. And if you're going to hire 30% women to protect the president just so you can be inclusive, you're going to have issues, period. And she flat out said 30% are going to be women. So we're in trouble for the future if she continues to lead the Secret Service, I can tell you that much.
Wow. All the things I hadn't even been thinking about, and particularly your comment that, but it makes perfect sense that if you were a billionaire former president, you know, you'd be seriously considering doing some significant outsourcing at this moment, right? So
I sure would. And, you know, and like I said, I'm not being sexist. It's just a genetic fact that men are stronger and can run faster. And you know, what it is. And for that statement, that means you're not hiring the best. I don't care if
right.
girl, guy, black, white, whatever. I want the best protecting the president. I don't care, you know, I don't care if you're Jewish, Christian, white, black, female, male. If you're the best, great. You should be there. And if you're not, you shouldn't be just because you're female or just because you're a certain religion or color. I mean, that shouldn't even play into protecting the president of the United States.
Yeah, putting DEI principles in place for protecting, where you have literally only one job and excellence is the only mechanism to get to that job. It's unfathomable. Sheriff Johnson, anything I didn't ask you or anything else that you want to say about what you saw that you think people ought to hear? Because I'll tell you, you know, I hadn't been thinking this till just now, but what I have been saying all morning literally is I feel so safe here. I feel so safe here because of all of the presence in Milwaukee. And now all of a sudden I got two sheriffs, both extremely capable, and you having served on the protective detail, kind of telling me maybe not so much, Mr. McKay. That's frightening.
It should be frightening, and it should be frightening to anybody being protected by these people. If this is going to be their, you know, benchmark for success, it's just, you know, let them get shot and then we'll jump on top of them so they can't shoot them again. I mean, it's a scary world we're living in right now.
Wow. Well, Sheriff, as I always say, thank you so much for keeping us safe. Thank you for keeping us informed. Thank you for your very candid remarks this morning. And, you know, thank you for your long service, including to the president previously. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.